When lawmakers passed a resolution in the 2014 session to study public water and sewer systems across the state, it was assumed that study would focus on the safety and security of those systems after January's chemical spill. But that's not what state lawmakers heard during an interim meeting Tuesday. Instead, they were presented a study that said the state is overregulating those systems and preventing them from better serving their customers.
No other state regulates publicly owned water and sewer utilities as extensively as West Virginia.
Bob Rodecker is a Charleston attorney who spent years working as general counsel for the West Virginia Public Service Commission. Now, he represents utilities that go before that same commission to get approval for projects, rate increases, or consolidations. Rodecker was commissioned to study how the regulation of West Virginia's publicly owned water utilities compares to 49 other states. Now, let's be clear. This study is focused on regulations for public service districts or water and sewer systems owned by municipalities, not for private companies like, say, West Virginia American Water. That company is corporately owned and traded. Here, Rodecker cites a second report that agreed with his findings.
West Virginia's rate approval process is arduous, lengthy, and elevates risks to bondholders. Utilities in West Virginia face significant obstacles to increasing rates, leading to weaker debt service coverage, less revenue predictability, and a higher likelihood of breaking rate covenants.
Rates, construction projects, contract agreements, mergers, and consolidations. These are all things the State Public Service Commission has the ability to approve or disapprove for any public water system in the state. While the number varies depending on which regulatory power you consider, at most, six or seven other states in the country also regulate those things. The rest leave it up to local governments or water utility boards to control. That's what Paul Calamita, an attorney with the West Virginia Municipal Water Quality Association, says this state should do.
The PSC, instead of regulating viable local government utilities, they should advise and advocate. Advise us when we need financial help. Advocate if there are citizens who don't feel they've had appropriate redress at the local level, but not regulate.
Calamita's group, along with the West Virginia Rural Water Association and others, paid for the study. The groups also advocated for less stringent requirements under Senate Bill 373 for public water systems. That bill was passed in response to Charleston's chemical spill in January as well. Tim Ball manages the Morgantown Utility Board and says if the PSC stopped regulating rate increases, rates in his service district would stay the same. But Richard Hitt, general counsel for the State Public Service Commission, cautions that statement is not relevant for all public utilities.
They're a well-run utility in a growing area of the state, Morgantown. They're not a very good example of the typical public water and sewer system in the state because of low population, access problems, elevation problems.
Aside from being able to control their rates at the local level, those backing the study also claim it's difficult for utilities to build up a contingency fund to use in case of emergency. Calamita likened those funds to the state's rainy day fund.
If you were regulated by the PSC, though, they would tell you you have overcharged the citizens of West by God, Virginia. They would further tell you that before you get any new revenue, you have to spend that $885 million.
Hitt says the PSC does allow for surpluses, and when it comes to emergencies, they take applications for emergency funding approval.
Now, in the last 3 years, we looked at our records, and there's been exactly four applications for approval of emergency borrowing and emergency grants in our records. None of which exceeded $100,000 in any given year. So I'm not saying they're over exaggerating, but I'm saying that there's not enough specificity here. I mean, what type of emergencies are they talking about? A pump going bad is one thing. The need to build a project is something else.
Instead, Hitt suggests the state could consider a government-controlled emergency fund, one that would charge maybe 30 or 40 cents more per month for each water customer in the state. The subcommittee co-chairs Delegate Barbara Fleshauer and Senator Bob Williams say this is just the first of many meetings on the issue. They're interested but not sure if the study will lead to any changes during the upcoming legislative session. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.